we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. And the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to a brand new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This week we're at the Old Ship Hotel in Brighton as part of the Comedy Festival. It's lovely to be here on the windswept Sussex coast. I took a stroll earlier on, and it's amazing what you can find lying washed up on the beach at Brighton. Here are four of them. On my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And on my right, Bill Tidy and Willie Rushton. And who better to spend an afternoon pottering along the front of, with, than our lovely scorer, Samantha. Now, I have to tell you, teams, that since the last series, my buzzer has been mislaid or possibly stolen. It was last seen in the vicinity of the Westminster Theatre just before Christmas. All information or leads should be directed to the producer, care of Scotland Yard, where he's currently being held for questioning. In the meantime, I shall be making do with this. In fact, they've given me an alternative of two. One of them is this. And the other, which I've chosen, is this. Right, teams, let's go on to our first game. It's called Good News, Bad News. We've played this many times, and I'd explain the rules to you if I could be bothered. So, Graham, will you start us off now with some good news?
Good news. They're raising the motorway speed limit.
Here's the bad news. On the M25, you can now get up to 10 miles an hour.
Barry.
Good news in reverse.
Bad news, but not in your car.
Good news, it is the only motorway where you can get your windscreen washed in the fast lane.
Bad news, you can get your tyres pinched.
Good news, you can usually buy them back at the next exit.
Bad news from the police.
The good news is the police are having a boot sale.
Bad news, two in the kidneys for only a fiver.
Bill, you can start another one.
Thank you.
Good news.
Thank you, Dad. Here's the good news. They're going to rerun every episode of Coronation Street ever made.
Bad news in reverse.
The good news is that we can watch Ken Barlow growing older.
Yes, bad news. He's been in it since the very end.
Ah, but good news, these repeats will make him a millionaire, but is he happy?
Bad news, yes. Bastard.
Yeah. Okay, Barry, you can start another one now.
Good news, Mrs. T is writing her memoirs.
Bad news. I mean, who wants to read about being married to a big muscle-bound bugger with a Mohican hairdo and the entire contest of Gerald Ratner's chain of total crap stores dangling around his bart neck?
Really? Sorry, I had to stop that. That's no way to talk about Dennis. No, there are limits. Willie, do you want to start another one?
Right. Good news! Both of them's back.
Bad news, Botham's front.
Okay, good, excellent. Right, now our first musical round. It's called a musical round, but you haven't heard the piano yet. Our first musical round is a particular favourite of mine and Samantha's, in fact. It's called Gargler's World. Teams, I want you to raise your glasses now and gargle a well-known tune of my choice. Well, this, as you know, this game can get messy, and in the interest of safety, the teams have changed into some fetching skin-type swimming trunks. And I must say, Willie's are particularly outstanding.
I know where to bulge to advantage.
To accompany the teams, I'm pleased to welcome back the world's only amphibious piano player. Music's answer to Michael Fish, Colin Sells. Graham and Barry, will you gargle to the tune of Habanera? Sorry. Well, I thought they were gargling the wrong tune myself. Was that called Habanera?
Was when it left out.
Was it? Right, Bill and Willie, it's your turn. Do the right tune, for heaven's sake. You're going to gargle to Some Enchanted Evening.
I don't know why Timber Taylor went back to the theatre.
I'll tell you what, this BBC cost-cutting is getting out of hand altogether. I mean, they've sold, pawned my buzzer, and my script's written out here in longhand.
Sad when they go like this, isn't it?
Ah, there's the typewriter.
I thought for one glorious moment it was the tuna. Now... Now for a game of quote, the last thing I remember, unquote. Teams, what is the last thing you remember before becoming totally incapacitated or dead? Who should we start with? Barry, you look hopeful.
It's a living. The last thing I remember saying was, ha-ha, little bit of spare tire there, Saddam.
Willie.
The last thing I remember... is waving garlic at Norman Lamont.
Graham.
Last thing I remember saying was, I don't know if you know a game called Cardinal Puff, Oliver. Three people in the audience do.
Well, that's 3 points to you, then.
Sorry, six people in the audience.
Bill.
I have a hazy recollection of embroidering a floral design on the Cray sisters' underpants.
Should we go around again? Why not?
Where have I heard that before?
Where have you seen it before?
I also remember on another occasion saying Schwarzenegger's funnier enough, but... Oh!
Willie?
I have this memory of accidentally snorting Colin Moynihan. And I think he's still up there.
Any more? Right, we're going to the next game then. And this is Now, here's a favorite game of mine. It's called Feelies. Teams, Samantha is going to pass around some receptacles in which she has secreted some mystery objects, entirely at random, I may tell you. Your task is to ascertain by touch alone what's in Samantha's receptacles. Barry and Graham, you're first. Here's your bag. Your mystery objects are going up now on the Brighton Festival laser display. And here for you at home is the mystery voice.
A pound of sausages. A pound of sausages.
Well, whoever put this in here should be bloody well hung.
Right, you weren't supposed to start feeling till I gave you the word, but I mean, I can understand your eagerness. Right.
Ah, well, it's a string or something.
String something. Of a sausage-ish nature.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not feeling Graham?
Oh, is that it? There's nothing else in there, is there?
Yes, he is feeling me.
Yes, in fact, can you...
I never realised Graham has such podgy fingers.
As you've got it so quickly, can you guess the weight?
Of what?
Of what you've got in the bag.
He's going to say, give us your wallet.
All right. You've got sausages in the bag.
£2.
No, it's only one, sorry. Right. Pound of sausages, well done. Bill and Willie, the contents of your bag are going up on the laser screen now. And here's the mystery voice. Mr. Mystery, if you please.
A cucumber and a couple of melons. A cucumber and a couple of melons.
Right.
Reminds you of your youth?
I feel this one. This is a Qualcast lawnmower, yes. Isn't it?
Right. Saddam Hussein's bunker, I think, is in here.
Yes, we've got something now.
It's the shrunken head, I think, of an Iraqi leader.
Bring me the pineapple of Pedro Garcia.
Yeah.
I'll have to hurry you along.
Or bring me the head of Light Entertainment. This could be it.
Yeah.
It's some form of Ogan melon.
And
weighs 8 pounds.
Accompanied by an itinerant cucumber. I think if you look and see, I think you've got the answer wrong.
Oh.
It says on my card here a cucumber and 2 melons.
Cutbacks.
Okay, let's go on to another musical round. Teams, I'm going to play you some well-known songs on my gramophone to which you should sing along, and the music will then drop out, and if on its return you're within 3 semiquavers of the original, I shall award points, and points mean prizes.
He means it.
You've got the seaside spirit, haven't you?
This week's prize is a handsome corduroy truncheon. For each of you. Graham, now, you're going to start. Will you sing along to Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini? Oh.
Thanks.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4. Tell the people what she wore.
Ooh. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. And it's a bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to say. 2, 3, 4. Stick around, we'll tell you more. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do.
I think you were thrown by the audience applauding you for doing absolutely nothing. Phil, your turn. Will you sing along to Que Sera Sera?
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich?
Oh,
here's what she said.
to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to be. Que sera, sera.
Right, Willie.
I blame Doris.
Willie, your turn now. You're going to sing along to Tulips from Amsterdam.
Oh, my God. La, 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 la. Take it away, Max. Well, don't, Jackie.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips of Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips of Amsterdam. I shall wait until the day you feel these eager arms of mine. Like the windmill keeps on turning, and now my heart is on you. For the day,
for the
I know,
day I know.
Well, that's
even a bit slow, I thought.
That's the nearest so far. So, Barry, you've got all to play for. I'm going to ask you to sing along to Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life.
Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. I know at last the secret of it all. Oh, yeah. The longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning, the burning hopes, the joy and idle tears that fall. Ah, 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking.
Love and love.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to play a game now called Tag Wrestling. I want you to tell me a story, teams, but each with a different punchline in mind. And when I do this, I might even do that this time. The story changes hands. The winners are the first team to reach their particular tag. And please don't take as long as usual over it. Barry and Graham, your punchline is this. He ate the kipper, and Barbara Cartland bought the London Symphony Orchestra a round of drinks. He ate the kipper and Barbara Cartland bought the London Symphony Orchestra a round of drinks. Bill and Willie, here's yours.
Ate a kipper.
The kipper. Bill and Willie, here's yours.
The kipper.
The kipper.
Not so fast, cried Edwina. But the horse escaped and broke the thermometer.
He ate the kipper.
Right, Barry and Graham, you can start.
Off you go, Graham.
Right, time penalty, Bill and Willie, you start.
Oh,
it worked!
How well we remember the appalling incident that occurred at Barbara Cartland's funeral when the London Symphony Orchestra died of the poisonous kippers.
Now who?
But we were all reminiscing about when they were with us. And telling the story about the conductor, I think, Colin Davis, on that occasion, who had his predilection for kippers. And there was an after-concert party. Barbara Cartland was invited, being a great friend of Colin Davis.
Not so fast, cried Edwina. Because they had been linked. There was only one way, and that was to go to the country. Going to the stables at 10 Downing Street. Mr. Major, taking his veterinary surgeon with him, he was never unaccompanied by a vet, tested the horse for speed and
was gone, never to return. Meanwhile, back at the grand meeting between the London Symphony Orchestra and Barbara Cartland, where Colin Davis had just turned up, Barbara Cartland called across to the room to him and said, "Oi, Col, I bet you've never eaten a kipper through a net curtain." He said, "How much do you bet? I'll do it now."
I don't believe you. If you do that, I'll buy this orchestra a round of drinks.
Hang on. Babs, he's in. The one thing that really spoils a party for me is the sight of a sick horse. Look. Bobs, get round the back of that nag and take its temperature. I'll swear it's well up in the 100. So Barbara set off at an ambling trot for the rear of the horse. I am Edwina, she cried out, knowing that if she said I'm Barbara Carson, the horse would kick her.
Due to an excess of retina, Barbara could not insert her arm to... So, sod this for lark, she cried. Let's get on with the bet. Colin, he ate a kipper, threw a net, and Barbara bought the LSO a round of drinks.
Yes. Well done, Bill and Willie. We're going to go hurry on now to the next round, which is our final musical round. It's called Singing Relay. Teams, I want you to sing a well-known song, but taking alternate words each. It's harder than it sounds. Colin Sells on hand to accompany you, but don't let that stop you from trying. Right. William Bill, as you won that last round, you're going to start this one off. Will you sing The Deadwood Stage? Colin, the introduction, please.
I never know where to come in with these introductions.
They're awful.
The Deadwood Stage
is up, going on over the plain.
With the curtains
flapping
and the driver
slapping
rain.
Beautiful
sky,
wonderful
day.
Whip, crack, away,
whip, crack,
away,
whip, crack,
away. Now, Graham and Barry, now you're going to sing the trolley song.
Clang.
Clang.
How appropriate. Clang.
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 Went the trolley.
Ding,
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 went the bell.
Zing,
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 went
my heartstrings.
For the moment
I saw her,
I fell. Chug,
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 went
the
motor.
Bum,
bum, bum,
went the
brake.
Bum,
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 went
my heartstrings.
When
she
smiled,
I could feel
the
car
shake.
I tipped my hat and took a seat. I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet. I asked her name, then lost my breath. She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death.
Buzz,
buzz,
buzz
went the
buzzer.
Flop,
flop,
flop
went the
wheels.
Stop,
stop,
stop
went
my
heartstrings. As she started
to
go,
then
I started
to
know
how
it feels
when
the
universe
wonderful to be so talented. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you now, because you're bound to notice this, that for this series, we've dropped the balls. The program's finally reached puberty. Now then, what? So what we're going to do is we're going to end now and henceforward on some limericks. And so before Samantha and I go off for a blow on the seafront, we just...
Club rules. Club rules.
We have a... You're coming to Brighton again. We have a round of limericks. I've got some first lines for you. And Graham, here's your first line coming up now. While listening to Radio 1...
While listening to Radio 1, I decided this isn't much fun.
Simon Bates played our tune.
The unspeakable loon.
I reached my elephant gun.
Right, Bill, you're going to start one now. This is, we're going on to a different tack. While listening to Radio 2...
Through me, then. While listening to Radio 2, Jimmy Young said, "My wig is askew."
I heard a cat's wail.
Then a hammer and nail.
And a terrible slurping of gloom.
Right, Barry, your turn to start off now. While listening to Radio 3...
While listening to Radio 3, I thought, this just isn't for me.
It was something by Brecht.
Which I didn't expect. So I popped out for a Christopher Lee.
Willie, I'm going to get the audience to give you your first line. Ready? While
listening to Radio 4.
While listening. It could have been Radio 5, I suppose. While listening to Radio 4, I suddenly heard Lord Hawhaw.
He appears every day
to present Down Your Way.
Makes you wonder who did win the war.
You haven't got any more ideas for those, have you?
No.
Thank goodness for that, because I can say now that it's time, we've reached the end of our program now, and join us again next time. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cline, Graham Garvin, Willie Rushton and Bill Tidy will be given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells setting some of them to music. A program was produced by Joan Magnuson.